This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin dramatically escalated east-west tensions by ordering Russian nuclear forces put on high alert Sunday. While Ukraine's embattled leader agreed to talks with Moscow as Putin's troops and tanks drove deeper into the country, closing in and around the capital. Citing aggressive statements by NATO and tough financial sanctions, Putin issued a directive to increase the readiness of Russia's nuclear weapons, raising fears that the invasion of Ukraine could lead to nuclear war, whether by design or mistake. The Russian leader is potentially putting in place forces that, if there is miscalculation, could make things much, much more dangerous. That's according to a senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss rapidly unfolding military operations. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says that 352 Ukrainian civilians have been killed thus far during Russia's invasion. That includes 14 children. It says an additional 1,684 people, including 116 children, have been wounded. The ministry's statement Sunday does not give any information on casualties among Ukraine's armed forces. Russia has claimed that its troops are targeting only Ukrainian military facilities and says that Ukraine's civilian population is not in danger. Russia has not released any information on casualties among its troops. The Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged on Sunday only that Russian soldiers have been killed and wounded without giving any specific numbers. There's more at VOA.